The famed Iraq National Museum in Baghdad has been looted, according to broken-hearted museum employees there. Reports say much of the looting occurred Thursday when hordes of people broke into the museum with carts and wheelbarrows and took everything they could find. The treasures are deemed irreplaceable by archaeologists and art historians. Joining us on the phone is Professor McGuire Gibson of the Oriental Institute at the University of Chicago. Hello, Professor Gibson.
Hello.
You've been to that museum many times. Can you tell us what kind of antiquities were housed there?
This is the most important, or was the most important, repository of Mesopotamian antiquities in the world. It's the equivalent of the Cairo Museum for Egypt. It was the single biggest treasure house of Mesopotamian antiquities ever. And they're giving a statement that it's 170,000 objects. It may be more than that. And since January, I've been giving information to the military about archaeological sites, where archaeological sites are, the importance of them. We even did a list of 150 sites which are of special significance, a prioritized list which was sent not only to the military but also to the White House. And right at the head of that list is the Iraq National Museum. And I thought I had an understanding that the military was going to go in and make a special effort to secure that museum as early as possible. Now, I know tanks were rumbling up and down the road, and in fact it says that the museum people went out and asked the army to come in to protect this museum, and nothing was done.
What were the most valuable holdings? Valuable in terms of historic significance.
That's saying that. You know, that's like saying, which one of your children you like better. There's no way you can say. I mean, it is so full of so many incredible things. What was on display there was everything of any importance that has been excavated out of that country since the 1920s. Mm-hmm. Things that people would know, like the treasures from Ur. Everybody knows about Ur of the Chaldees and the Abraham connection. Ur, the treasures of Ur are world famous. There's a lot of gold. There's a lot of silver. There are unbelievable things like harps and lyres, you know, musical instruments that were dug up in the late 20s and early 30s at that site. You have things that are in every art book, every introductory art book that you ever look at, or ancient art book. There are lots of things. And one of the most incredible losses is thousands and thousands of clay tablets with cuneiform inscriptions. You know, these are historical records, magic, literature, name it, it's there. And these are tablets that go back as early as 3500 BC and last until 200 AD, the entire record of a tremendous civilization. And what's even worse, they apparently have trashed the museum record, so it would be very, very hard in a court of law to prove that a specific object was even in the museum if we have lost all those records.
What happens to the antiquities now, do you think? Are they going to be destroyed? Are they going to be sold on the black market?
Most of the gold, a lot of the gold stuff will just be melted down. This stuff is so famous, they're not going to be able to sell some of it. There's an incredibly important, famous, copper, life-size head of one of the early kings, dating from about, say, 2300 B.C. That is so famous that nobody would ever be able to show it. I'm sure that will go on the antiquities market. I'm sure a very good family will buy it somewhere in America or in Europe or in Japan, and that will go into a private safe, and nobody will ever see it again for another 150 years or something. A lot of it will be damaged just in hauling it out. These are very ancient things, and they will, in fact, be hurt.
McGuire Gibson of the Oriental Institute at the University of Chicago. Professor Gibson is also the head of the American Association for Research in Baghdad, a consortium of about 30 U.S. museums and universities.